Hi, it's Amo.
And Zoe. And we're the host of the Mixed Files podcast. Your voice just went
this
away.
Sorry?
Yeah, never mind. So we're here again for the second part of our Harry Potter trilogy. Trilogy episodes. Yeah, we don't plan on doing more. We might do more. We never planned on this anyways. We just came up with it.
So if you haven't listened to the part one yet,
You should go and listen to that.
Yeah, because we're continuing where we left off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, trigger warning, Harry Potter. Not a trigger warning, but spoiler warning. Harry Potter. Also, trigger warning, if you're triggered by Harry Potter, don't listen to this episode, obviously. We have plenty of Harry Potter free episodes. Also, if you haven't read...
No, why would you be triggered by Harry Potter?
I know. Childhood trauma. People didn't get into Hogwarts. I mean, I wanted to get into Hogwarts, and here I am. Obviously not in Hogwarts, so who knows? Anyways, if you haven't read Harry Potter, haven't watched the movies, but you do want to do that, I wouldn't listen to this. We have plenty of Harry Potter free episodes, so go check those out. And if you're here, welcome. We're so glad you're here.
Yes, so just to sum up what this series are, if you're new to this and you're like, what the hell is
this? What
it?
Are they doing? Yeah.
Yeah, so
first of all, you need to know that we didn't plan anything. We're just talking. We have no idea what's going on, as usual.
This is one of those freer ones, which we totally like. And that's why we're still doing it. This is like a new series we launched, let's say. It's basically that we talk about series and not one book. And also like sort of focusing on a fandom. Because Harry Potter, we have the books, we have the movies, we have...
The so fandom, the episodes, the extra fanfics, the us.
Yeah,
so to talk about Harry Potter.
So much to talk about. And last episode we covered quite a bit, but we have still a lot planned. So
also
that in this one.
Yeah. Also, this is something we didn't say in the last episode because it didn't actually occur to me that this might be a thing, but then. I did a lot of research, we obviously got feedback, so I just want to say none of the things that we say should be taken seriously. And if you have very strong feelings about Dumbledore or about Ron and Hermione together or Draco and Hermione together or the actors, or that's good for you, but if our opinion is not exactly the same as yours, please don't DM us or don't, you know, be angry at us.
You can, please, but
no, DM us absolutely, even if you disagree with us. But please keep it polite.
Yeah.
Also, nothing that we say should be taken seriously, ever. in general, yeah. If you meet me, just don't take it seriously.
I think shortly also say what we talked about in the last episode.
Yeah, sure.
Basically... We summed up like basic Harry Potter stuff, like house, wands, a bit Patronus, you know, like the very general stuff.
Yeah, and then we did unpopular opinions.
We did unpopular opinions.
Strangely, the unpopular opinions they're not quite popular with us. We kind of like them.
Yeah,
and then we did
agree with a lot of them. And then we also did like favorite. Each stuff like categories.
Yeah, I have some more of these for today, but
and we did an "Are you a Potterhead?"
Which we are,
like, bingo thing.
Yeah.
Zoe, don't say it for them, but yes.
Oh. Well, no. Obviously, we're not Potterheads. That's why we're here doing the second episode in a podcast that actually has nothing to do with Harry Potter because we're not Potterheads. Yes. We hate Harry Potter. Secretly, we despise it.
And
we're
this episode,
cringe. Yeah. And this episode,
we have coming up, we have This or That. We have Would You Rathers. We have a very difficult Harry Potter trivia, which we will try to answer.
We have impression round
character imitations.
Yes. Yeah. And we also
have
just.
Says,
Oh yeah, and we also have, well, I just asked them if we could do this 20 minutes ago. Oh no, actually an hour ago. I'm not sure when. But we just have random questions for each other that we always wanted to ask each other about Harry Potter, but never did, or maybe did, but we thought you guys would like to hear our answers.
And we
Yeah.
got a few, we got an answer to our
Yes, we
question
did.
on Instagram.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that too. So stay tuned for a lot of stuff. So,
Let's
we're
start.
here.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. So do we wanna start with the would you rathers, or
I say we start with
what do
questions
you
because that, well, no, actually, let's start with the answer that we got.
with the what?
We got an answer, so let's start with that.
Oh, speaking of the answer, I
Yeah.
found this while I was looking for like templates for stuff for us to talk about on
Yeah.
TikToks, I think. And I found this meme. But can you read it?
It's mon Oh, I love it. So,
So
for
it's
those who don't
basically
see it,
if m I will post it on our Instagram. I'll post it on
yeah,
our Instagram and then you
okay.
can see it.
So it's
If
basically Umbridge,
Monday was a person
and then it's a picture of
and
Umbridge in her
Umbridge.
pink. Now that's obviously okay. I'm not
Obviously.
gonna explain the joke. If you know it, you know it. You probably do. If you've been on the internet, you know what we're talking about. It's not that big of a joke. Yeah. Anyways, that's funny. How does what does it have to do with anything?
Okay,
Okay,
so do
so
you have the opinion?
yeah. So someone said, "I is an unpopular opinion, Umbridge was the best character." Is that the exact wording?
I think it was yes.
Yeah.
Or
Okay.
like
So.
Umbridge is less than positive comment about Umbridge.
Okay, so first of all, thank you for commenting.
What do you think about that?
I disagree. No offense to the person
Okay.
who did that, said that, but I mean, nah, no, she was horrible. Umbridge is the pure evil. And I think it's very interesting because I think the reason why we hate Umbridge so much is that we all have an Umbridge in our lives, isn't it? And
Exactly.
she's.
Like,
It's not like Voldemort.
I
Like,
think
I
what
don't
made.
have Voldemort in my life,
Exactly,
so
yeah.
I can't relate. I mean, I have no idea what it feels like to be haunted by a guy with no nose. However, I do know what it feels like to work under an Umbridge. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree because
I
like
have certain
Voldemort
features
and
that I.
maybe
Yeah.
like Voldemort and I guess Bellatrix Lestrange also falls sort of in the Umbridge
Yes.
category, but like what I think makes Umbridge so evil to us, I think, as readers also, and like we can
Yeah.
relate to this negative antagonist the most is because like she like really enjoys like
Yeah. And
making students
also,
suffer.
she's not, she's, she isn't, she just wants power, but it's the most human way, right? It's not like
Yeah.
Voldemort. He just
And like
wants,
when
you
I
know,
the one
immortality. The immortality phase is usually over when you're 8. In real life, and then you're like, okay, I'll die, but I won't think about that just now. Voldemort is stuck in the mindset of an 8-year-old. He's like, I'll never die, I have to find a new cure. We don't really know people like that, or anyway, if we would, we wouldn't be afraid of them.
Like I
Umbridge,
think the
though.
only reason one could say that Umbridge is like a queen or you know like she's
She's a
so
girl
cool
boss,
let's
but
say
we don't like her.
she's a boss like obviously like
Yeah.
she does her thing really well but it doesn't make her cool in my opinion like
No, it makes
you
her.
know she
Yeah.
doesn't
No, she's just.
yeah
Yeah.
yeah
Anyway.
So for future reference, you can always DM us with your unpopular opinions
Yeah.
or send in a voicemail on the link below. And
Also,
yeah.
the answer. Just tell us your opinions, we love them. Okay, so I think we should start with the general questions because that just might cover anything, and then we should go on to the other stuff. I don't know, what do you
Would
think?
you rather? Okay. So with general questions, you mean like stuff we want to know from each other to begin? Okay, begin. Because I'm still unsure what would.
Okay, so first of all, my question is, and I have a reason for asking this, basically just because I want to answer it, but I'm also curious about what you say. Is there any scene in the Harry Potter movies, any movie, that just really stands out to you as being really cringe, a scene that you can't look at, that you can't watch, or you watch but you cringe every time, or you just think back now and go, ah, oof, no. Do you have anything like that? Or just like,
Yeah,
if you don't have a
obviously.
cringe scene, yeah, okay.
So, I think Harry, like the actor, no offense to
Daniel
him, but he's
Radcliffe.
good sometimes. Daniel Radcliffe, yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, there are, I think he's as an actor. I don't know if he's a person, but he's like really awkward, you know?
Yeah.
Like
Oh, yeah.
in the
I know what
film,
you mean.
he's portraying Harry as a very
He's a
awkward
good,
person, which
yeah.
he might be in the book too. He's in
Yeah,
the
I
books
think
too, sort of
he's fairly
awkward, you
awkward,
know?
yeah, but within films,
And
you
so there are,
really get that.
and then there are these really uncomfortable scenes, which just
I have a
naturally
theory.
come to be.
Yeah. I have a theory
Yeah.
that before you go on, I want to tell you because it's just kind of. It's a theory I came up with my friend. Shout out to Vera, she might be listening. And we came up with that. And I want to tell you because it just kind of relates to yours. Is that okay? Okay. So it's not really a theory, it's just something that we see in the movies is that for the first three or so movies, you really see that the actors are not acting yet, right? Like, it's really, they see the magic, see the, wonder, they're acting themselves, they're having fun. And then around the fourth or fifth movie, it just really kind of became strained for a while. When they're going through the transition of like, yeah, I'm not Hermione anymore, I want to be Emma, or, it was when the fame started really rolling in, and they just were a bit sick of it. And then they have this transition from just being kids who act as themselves and, who are the Golden Trio and all the other people to actors. And then there are two films in the middle when it's just really awkward and cringy. Not the film, it's still good films, but it just lasts good. And then it just becomes that. Okay, now they're acting. Now they're not. It's not Hermione that we see. It's Emma Watson acting as Hermione. Yeah, and that was all I wanted
Yeah,
to
definitely like lots of times with the films, especially with the fifth one, I'm really unhappy because,
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
the fifth book is a very good book, obviously.
Yeah.
It is debatable, but I think it's one of the best. It's on in
It's
on
my
the top,
favorite one.
obviously.
It's my favorite one.
And yeah, so it's I think it's a really good book,
Yeah.
but it's I think it's almost 800 pages depending on how the
Yeah.
format you're reading it. But it's a long book. And to
It
squeeze it into 1.5 hour film, but not even like prioritizing correctly. They have these random
Yeah.
scenes cut out and then random
I
scenes put in
know.
and added. And it's such a horrible film compared to the book. I don't know. I
I
can never
know.
judge it not comparing to the book because that's what I compare it to.
Right, yeah.
But in general,
I agree.
other than that, I do think that the films didn't definitely butcher the books as much as
No, they
I
were good.
anticipated them to be.
Yeah. No, I like the films. I just mean that for the first book, it really feels like you're watching Harry Potter. And then for the
Yeah.
seventh book, you're watching actors who are playing Harry Potter.
And
Right?
I think that evolution or like that character growth or actor growth, if you will, you
Yeah.
can see most by the young. But I think who basically lay the base and the foundation for the films are the elderly. Like Snape is a really
Yeah,
good
right.
actor.
Yes.
McGonagall is an amazing
Yeah,
actor.
no, those
Umbridge.
actors, they don't fall out of it, right?
Like I think what made the films actually successful or what like
Yeah,
made them of
obviously.
quality were obviously the older actors.
Yeah.
But
Also,
yeah.
I think that Rupert Grint, who acted Ron, he was his performance kind of like, he was still good, but he just kind of went a bit down to the end. I think that's kind of because he really was like Ron. And Rupert Grint didn't really do much acting. I don't think he was necessarily, well, I wouldn't say he wasn't a good actor, but he wasn't necessarily meant to be an actor, maybe.
Yeah.
I think that as, you know, Ron, the character matured and just became more, you know, grown up. Rupert just didn't really grow up, which is not a problem. But yeah, anyways, I just really, yeah. So those are your awkward scenes. I'm sorry, I just really went in a weird direction here.
Wait, yeah, to answer that question.
Do you have a specific scene, or just in general?
Well, what I think is awkward, I think we talked about it when we watched it.
Yeah.
It's the whole Hermione Victor Krum
situation
happening there.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's just, I mean, whatever your opinion might be, like, the Yule Ball and the whole of it, it's just so uncomfortable.
Oh, you know the scene
it's
when
it's so not right.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh.
Absolutely no connection.
Yeah. There's a scene when you see there's this big dance and Hermione's dancing and Krum is dancing and it's like jolly jolly, you see it, and then the camera cuts to Ron, Harry and the Battelle twins and they're like just oh my god, why? Also, who goes to a ball and does that? Like, you don't actually have to like the people you're with, but why don't you just go out there and dance and humiliate yourself? That's what balls in high school and prom is all about.
Yeah, but you know, that's Harry and Ron.
Like, yeah.
Henry and Ron.
Yeah. I mean, dance like no one watching, because no one will be. I mean, they will watch Harry, but no one will care about Ron. We know that no one cares about Ron. Yeah, that's what the books are about. So why don't take that advantage of that one and make a fool of yourself on the dance floor and stuff, just like sulking. Anyway.
And what about you?
Oh, well, I agree with everything you said, but I have a scene. I never noticed it before, but rewatched it with my friend, who we shouted out to before, on the cinema, and there was a scene that just really bothered me. Okay, so this is the last movie. Deathly Hallows Part 2, okay? So, Harry defeats Voldemort, okay? Done it. I can't remember the scene exactly, you know, their wands, lighting, whatever. And then it cuts to Harry walking through the Great Hall. And he's walking through and he sees the corpses, but he sees people, and people are smiling at him, and, you know, they're like, hi, Harry, Harry. It's the first scene after Voldemort died, okay? And he just, like, he kind of stops awkwardly in the middle of the hall, and there comes Ron and Hermione, okay? So Hogwarts is in ruins. Like, the palace is crumbling. Everyone is dead. Like, nothing is stable. We don't know what's happening anymore. And Ron and Hermione are walking through the door, and they're holding hands, and they just got together, you know, officially a while ago. And it's the first time they see Harry since he defeated Voldemort. Okay? It's the fight that they've been all fighting for 7 years. It's huge. And what do? They just stand there. And they're holding hands. And Emma Watson, Hermione, looks down on their hands. And then she looks back at Harry. And she's smiling in this awkward way. And Harry, Daniel Radcliffe, is just, like, smiling back. And he nods. And then they stand there smiling. And, I mean, I think it's supposed to be this, you know, cute moment that he accepts the relationship. Also, he just defeated Voldemort. He doesn't care if you're together with Ron or not. Like, they, at this point, they lived together for a year. They had all the, you know... Yeah. They had the fights, like, Ron and Hermione have clearly, I never clocked that that's when they got together, because they acted like a couple before. Like, it's not a surprise for him. And also, He doesn't care, right? Like, he just defeated Voldemort. Fuck him. So many people died. And Ron's brother died, which I'm in denial about. Which, you know, denial is a river in Egypt, and Fred is alive. But anyways, and like, the palace is falling apart. And they're like, hi, we get together.
I'm always torn between this, like, between the Ron and Hermione dynamics. Like,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, we talked about that in another one.
I'm always sort of invested in them. Like,
if they want them
to have a ship, then I'm in, right? You know, like, as a reader, I have to support what the writer sort of indicates.
In a funny way, but I think...
On the other hand...
Yeah,
I can't help seeing that it totally ruins their friendship.
It does,
and you know, it just creates this exact awkward scene you're talking about. So,
yeah, but it's not just them together. I'm not against that, but it's the way they're standing there, and honestly, like, even if Harry didn't just defeat Voldemort, even if he just got out from a test, he wouldn't care about them because he just, in his own head, like, he just killed the most powerful wizard of all time. Before that, he saw Snape and his memories. Before that, he saw Lupin and Tonks. Dead. Before that, he had to fight 50 million people. Before that, he had to sneak in Hogwarts. Before that, he broke out of the ministry in a dragon's head. Like, he saw Dumbledore and King's Cross and Narcissa, and he nearly died, like, 10 times. And, like, do you really think he's going to care about Ron and Hermione? No, he just wants, you know, to hug his friends and, like, we survived, we're alive, you know? Voldemort's dead, like, celebrate, man. And then there's, like, another scene when they're walking in a bridge and it's broken and he throws the Aldebaran, which also is very stupid, I think, but also he could have just repaired Hogwarts, couldn't he? Anyways. And he throws the elder van, and there are no celebration. Like, it would be just so satisfying to see them go down and order a butter beer, right? And then they could talk about relationships or whatever. But yeah,
what I actually really love about the whole Hogwarts vibe, like, obviously the Christmas and you know, this whole very festive holidays.
I think those are like,
Hogsmeade is the actual best.
Yeah,
like going out to that
village. You know what would be epic? If that would be the end. Oh my god! You know what would be the best ending for Harry Potter, and it would be so much better than the epilogue, which is also a cringe scene. You know what's also a very cringe scene when it's like Harry is beside his son. He's like, Albus Severus Potter. I named you after the two of the bravest men I ever know. Like, no, you didn't. Snape wasn't brave. I won't say that Snape was brave. And also, why? Why did you name him after
that
Snape?
That is debatable.
I hate that name.
I think Snape is romanticized because he was the martyr, and then everyone is now like, oh, you know, Snape was
Yeah, okay, so I do think he was brave, but I don't think... It doesn't make sense that Harry named his child after a teacher that he hated all the years he was there, and then the teacher who led kids to learn, you know, the spell that hurts others, and then, yeah, he did some good things in his life, but then also didn't Grindelwald also, like, I didn't Google Albus Grindelwald. Also, why didn't Ginny get to name the kid? Which, I mean, I say, but also Ginny is the person who named Ron's owl Pidgeon. So do we really want to trust her when naming a kid? Like, she named Ronald Pidgeon. So it's like, Harry...
Wasn't it Pigwig?
No, it was Pidgeon. It was something... No.
Wait, let me Google.
Okay. Because Hedwig Pidgeon Potter, you're named after two owls.
Pigwidgeon, you're right.
Pigwidgeon, yeah. Hagrid... it should have been Hedwig Pigwidgeon Potter... You're named after two owls, and they flirt, and yeah, that's it. Also, Why didn't they call
an
him Sirius?
Family owl. I just love that. It's so cool that yeah. they have a family owl.
Yeah, especially that.
I mean, obviously, like the Weasleys are the coolest.
Oh yeah, they are.
Okay.
Okay, your turn.
I have a question for you too.
Yeah. Oh wait, I said wait a minute. The perfect ending. I was still in Theta, and then I just kind of got into the name. The perfect ending should have been the Weasley twins who are both alive. Lead the parade down Hogsmeade, and they go into Roberta's, and they like all drinking butterbeer and eating, you know, chocolate frogs and beans every bottled beer, and they're just like going down. There's a huge parade in Hogwarts. McGonagall is turning people into cats, and then she's turning herself into a cat, and then, you know, and then it's like this whole happy thing, and then the golden trio is laughing, and no one's together with anyone, and that should have been the ending, but it's not. And yeah.
Yeah, and also, I'm not sure if I'm happy with McGonagall ending up as headmaster. You know, actually, there's this website
like that.
Where you can check. Yeah. I checked it with my last teacher, who's the current headmaster at Hogwarts. I think it's still McGonagall, but you know, like you can see. Always.
Yeah, cool.
It's so cool. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, my question is, who do you think is the GOAT, the greatest of all time, from each house? And
oh.
the founding people don't count.
Okay, because that's what I was going to say. So the greatest wizard. Okay, so we're thinking skills and not, like, you know, bravery and heart and whatever, right?
No, I think, like, who you found... Well, I guess being the most...
Oh, like, who was my favorite?
The most helpful platform there.
Oh, okay.
Being, like, a really... But also just being, like, a genuinely... good character for the plot.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like the best of their house, like really.
Okay, okay. So okay, so
like a portray of themselves over the fireplace of that.
Yeah,
house.
Okay, cool. So first of all, I want to say that these are not my favorite characters. These are the most character like the
yeah,
people.
Like these
yeah.
shouldn't be your favorite
so,
at all.
Yeah, so my so I mean Draco is very Slytherin, I think. So I think it might be either him. Wait a minute.
Wait, can I interject for a second? Was Lucius and Narcissa and all of the Death Eaters, or not
Slytherin.
All, but, like, Lucius and
they're
Narcissa,
all Slytherin. Slytherin.
Bellatrix, they were all Slytherin.
Oh, then, okay, I'm changing my opinion.
Didn't they go to another house? Wait.
No.
Wasn't there, like,
no, they're all Slytherin. No, it's supposed
okay.
So I think actually Lucius is the most Slytherin because Slytherins are cunning, ambitious, and that's it basically in their slight. And Lucius was kind of all of them, that wasn't it? Because he was very ambitious. He was always trying to get to the top in whatever was trending, basically. So he's like, when it was Voldemort, okay, I'm Voldemort's man, and then Voldemort was gone, and he's like, yeah, I've been brainwashed,
and
I actually want to be
very witty.
Yeah, and he's very witty and. Potter. Yeah, I think he's very Slytherin. Okay. Ravenclaw. I don't know. Wait a minute. Who was Ravenclaw? It should be Hermione, but Hermione's a Gryffindor.
I know someone.
Who?
I know someone. I think he'll choose them. Although, I don't know if she's a good Ravenclaw.
Who? Luna.
If she's the best Ravenclaw ever.
Luna?
I don't think she represents a Ravenclaw that much,
Luna?
Right? Yeah.
Are you talking about Luna? Yeah, I thought about her, but I don't think she's a Ravenclaw. I mean, she's a Ravenclaw, but I don't think she's just such a helpful
the best.
Yeah, I mean, we have Cho Chang. And we have Cho. Oh, well, we have Cedric Diggory. Yeah, Cedric. No, wait, he's a Hufflepuff.
Cedric is a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, listen, I don't know. I don't like Cedric. I mean, I have nothing against Cedric, but I know him. I don't know. Cho,
well,
I
we
guess.
We don't know a lot of Freya.
Cho Chang, the most stereotypical person in the Harry Potter world.
Other than the Indian twins, obviously.
I mean, yeah, but her name is Cho Chang.
And
at least the Indian
twins are called Padma.
And Parvati Patil, yes, but at least its name, Cho Chang, is a bit like, you know, someone went up to J.K. Rowling, it's like, your book is not diverse enough, and she's like, okay, gonna make, you know, let's make a Chinese character. What do you know about China? Ching Chang Chung. Okay, Cho Chang. It kind of feels like that.
I think, like, it might be a surname. I don't know. But there are
no, that's her name. Cho is her name, and then it's Chang.
I think
Harry Potter's not that diverse. Actually, I think that makes sense. I mean, if you look at it that way, how many rich people, British schools, are that diverse? Not now, but then.
No, but isn't Hogwarts a place for talented wizards? There's no entry fee, right? Like,
yeah, no. I mean,
not going there by social class or by your family's wealth, right?
So two years later, your name is put down on a list. But obviously, it's not about the class, but also, like, we know that there are visiting words all over the world, so why would they go to Hogwarts, right? If there's a visiting one in China.
Yes, but, I mean, depends on what time we're talking, but, you know.
Yeah. Also, this is a book. So I think it's more important that it has to be diverse than it has to be accurate, right?
Obviously, and since there isn't, a historical time given, they can't even say, oh, you know, Britain wasn't that diverse in that time, because an argument. Yeah. So I think, yeah, it is important to address that topic in some ways.
Yes, it is.
As much as the topic of, like, LGBTQ being not very well represented in the books, and people have to sort of, I wouldn't call them conspiracy theories because that's very critical. I don't mean to be. But all of these theories about these characters being this and that had to be created afterwards to sort of bring diversity in the book. And it's really cool, I think, that the fandom has sort of taken this as a mission to, okay, let's diversify the series ourselves if the writer hadn't done that.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, it's still, you know, it wasn't in the original, unfortunately. Yeah.
So, I know the perfect Gryffindor, with no doubt. And Professor McGonagall.
Oh, I thought you'd say her. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, she is such a Gryffindor. Also,
a better Gryffindor alive.
Yeah. Also, one thing I love is that she's so invested in the Quidditch team. She's like, she's always rooting for them. I love it. It's so sweet.
And she's if we think about best house masters, she's obviously the best one to have.
Yeah.
Like, you have Sprout with Hufflepuff, and that was always sort of like
Snape is pretty good to have, isn't he? Because he's...
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a joy. He's a laugh.
He's not fun to have, but he gives you points. He gives the house extra points, so... strategic.
You know, if you're alone at this huge boarding school and you need someone to like
McGonagall.
McGonagall would be the person, obviously.
No, I would go to Snape and then he'd give me detention and then I'd have fun. No. Although statistically speaking, if you get detention in Hogwarts, you'll meet the funnest people, right? Like you meet the Marauders, you meet Fred and George, you meet Harry and Ron there for the most of the time. You meet Hermione standing by the door and scolding them. And then if you just got there by mistake, then you can be friends with Hermione. It's fun. Detention's fun in Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the most Ravenclaw.
And then in Ravenclaw you have
Cedric.
How do you call him? The Charms Professor.
No, wait, Ravenclaw, we have Hufflepuff. The most Hufflepuff person who's actually a Hufflepuff is, I don't know, who's Hufflepuff? Do you have any Hufflepuff?
Oh, I know. Zoe, if you don't know this one, you know, you're missing out.
But what? You know,
who I just discovered recently.
Oh, Tonks.
Zoe, we're talking about her. Obviously.
Yeah, right. Also, Omu is the best Hufflepuff out there.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I was hoping you'd say that.
Well, I have to. It's true. So, my absolutely best friend Hufflepuff, but I mean, I want to say best Hufflepuff, but also best friend because that's also true. My best friend, the best Hufflepuff out there. Please enlighten me and tell me your choices.
Okay.
Do all the listeners annoyed with the sounds are also both eating and very strangely
I'm
eating.
sorry if you hear me chewing,
No, I
it's
can't hear
my
you.
bad.
Just like I know that you are, and I wonder if you can hear. And we're eating the same thing, and it's crazy because, well, not the same. We're eating basically the same thing. It's crazy because we haven't talked about that
We're eating
before.
snacks.
Yeah. We're
Okay.
psychic, Amu. Yeah.
I just had tennis and you know I have to eat, so
Yeah, I know.
all pumped up.
I didn't have anything today, but I have to eat because I'm alive. Yeah,
Yeah.
go on.
Okay, so let's go. Gryffindor. I'd agree on Raven McGonagall.
Yeah.
Second place right after her would be Mrs. Weasley because
Oh yes! Oh my God, I forgot that, but that's so
bro,
true.
like she's legit a really good
She
Gryffindor.
is.
She's so
Yes.
forgotten so often.
Oh
And
my God,
you know,
yes.
just for the fun, I love the twins, so you know, gotta
Yeah.
give them some
Oh yeah, the
credit.
twins. I love them.
Okay, then we go Ravenclaw. I think I'd say the founder, but
Yeah.
I can't
You
because
can't.
you
You
know
can't. You made the
founders.
rules. You can't make your own rules, can
So,
you?
oh wait, wasn't Lupin? No, he
No,
was
Lupin was a
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
He would be such a good Ravenclaw.
Yeah. He would, actually. Also Hermione,
Yeah, I'll
but
go
he
with
was.
Cho Chang. Oh
Yeah.
no. Who's the one of the twins? One of the Indian twins goes to Ravenclaw too, right?
Padma, but.
I think Parvati or Padma, but we
No,
don't know anything
Padma. It's
about her.
Padma because Parvati is Lavender's son. Yeah, but we don't really know about her, do we? She likes
No.
pink.
So I can't really rank her, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have Hufflepuff. I will go with Tonks, obviously. I'm thinking if I know another Hufflepuff.
Know.
I think Cedric is such a douche. I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
he is. Oh my God.
And you know, like, no, he isn't a Hufflepuff. I don't like
Also, the
him.
actor is
So
in Twilight, and I famously
he is so
don't
overrated.
adore.
I'm so sorry for
Yeah,
the
I
fact that
famously, both of us, I don't know if I can speak of someone's behalf, but I famously don't adore Twilight, so,
I
yeah.
haven't seen Twilight. I have to catch up on that
Nah,
at some
you don't.
point.
I haven't seen
We'll
it either,
see.
I know the story, and that's enough.
Yeah, I never had the urge to like watch it, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyway.
Then what else? Sorry, that was my headset. What
Slytherin.
else? What else?
Slytherin.
What house? Oh, Slytherin. I'm so sorry. Slytherin. I will go with Bellatrix for the
Yeah.
change of
Yeah.
character, but let me was Umbridge also so sorry.
She should be, yeah. Oh, yes, Umbridge, yeah. Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
so she was I think she's definitely in the top Slytherins,
Yeah.
and we could say Voldemort because like he is the heir of the Chamber of Secrets. Oh no,
Yeah,
is he right?
we could say
I'm
Voldemort,
sorry if
yeah.
I say like
Well,
incorrect
Voldemort's kind
sentences
of
or
dumb, isn't
conjunctions.
he? I mean, like, he's not very cunning or ambitious. He's just like, I want to live forever. I have no idea what to do, so I'm gonna just kill a bunch of people and
I
then
think
hope that I'll get a good idea.
he was cunning when he was younger because all of these Horcruxes and everything he
Yeah,
set up
and then he
for his
just became a
defense,
killing machine.
he basically set up when he was young.
Yeah.
And now he just sort of used that, and at the end, that's basically how he loses because
They're
he makes
stupid.
so many mistakes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so
Let's move on from the questions. And let's go to would you rathers.
right. I'm so sorry. We already spent like half an hour with these, which are
Yeah.
super important, but
This is really fun.
okay. So I think we need to prioritize though because we have so much prepared, and like you
Yeah.
know, we still have a third episode left. So our options are everything's gonna come. We are just de deciding what to do now. So
Yeah.
we could do. We already did the Q&A. We might
Yeah.
do some more questions next time, right?
Yeah,
If we
yeah.
have something. Okay. So we could do the this or that. We could do the Would You Rather. I think the Would You Rather and the This or That are the same one.
Yeah.
Right? No, they're two separate stuff. Okay, anyway.
But they should be the same thing.
Are either closed. I think we could. We should do more unpopular opinions next time because yeah. we did that last time already.
So what I suggest.
Two trivias. And then we still have the character imitation.
I suggest that we do. Because I think the trivia is kind of boring. I mean, it will probably be fun, but just not for the time we have now. I say we do the Would You Rather, and then we'll do character imitations for the end to have like a little laugh for the close up. Mm-hmm. So we'll end on a fun insight.
Would You Rathers before that?
Yeah. Okay. That's what I say.
And then we'll see if we have time for This or That.
Yeah. Next episode, I think it's pretty much the same, isn't it?
Some more unpopular opinions and questions.
Okay.
And then we'll do the trivias.
Okay.
And, you know, we might do more character imitations if it's fun. We'll see. We're just going with the flow, whatever feels good.
Yeah. Whatever we need. As general.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will just read. Should I send it to you and then you can also read?
Yeah, but then we come up. Yeah, send me. But then we come up with them ourselves.
I have a very good list, but we can also come up with them.
Okay,
ourselves.
Okay. Send me the list.
I sent you the list.
Okay.
But we can also come up with a few. We could just do some from the list. We don't have to do everything from the list.
Okay, these are good. Okay.
Yeah. Right. These are good. Okay. We will just both answer, right?
Yeah.
I think we shouldn't go by order. Each of us just chooses one we want.
Yes. Okay, you start with the choice.
Should I start?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I have a good one.
Okay.
So,
yes.
Would you rather spend the summer with the Dursleys or the Malfoys?
Well, who am I in this story? Am I the long-lost daughter? Or, like, actually not long-lost. Am I the daughter of the Malfoys?
No, I think you're, like, you're just invited.
I'm just never at Gryffindor. Okay.
It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. You have to live with this for a summer with this family.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go with the... Oh, this is hard. I think I'm gonna go with the Dursleys because the Malfoys would just... So I'm a Agreed. Gryffindor. We established Agreed. That last episode. They would just kill me. Or if not them, Voldemort would kill me. The Dursleys, I can just sneak away. Also, I can befriend Harry if he's still there. Also, I can just spend the days
also,
in London.
Also, you just made a super important point. With, like, I don't know what the circumstances are, when are we in time?
Yeah, right.
But I imagine that Voldemort would be like a regular visitor, you know, like on weekends he would come for dinner.
Yeah,
you're gonna have fucking dinner with Voldemort, like.
Yeah, I'm not going to make small talk with him.
I totally
because
agree
this,
on
like,
that one.
Yeah, nice, but like, isn't it Voldy?
The Dursleys, you can just, you know,
I can just avoid them.
You can avoid them. You can try to, you know, melt in.
Hopefully Harry's there and then we can just have fun.
You're like in constant terror.
Yeah. That wouldn't be fun at all. Also, Bellatrix is probably there because she's Narcissa's sister, so it would like... Bellatrix is like spending the night, you know?
Yeah.
A bunch of these Death Eaters. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so your turn.
Would you rather duel Neville Longbottom or Ron? Well, he uses his broken wand.
So Neville without, okay. Because they think that Ron with his broken wand is equal
to Longbottom. I think Ron with the broken wand is just like, I can slap him in the face and he'll just knock himself out with the magic. It's not.
Yeah, I think Neville is so underrated, guys. Like,
yeah, I would do Ron anyways.
Yeah, like, if we're talking first book, then it's right. Neville isn't good, but still, like, Ron, easily, he's just super.
We'll take Ron, yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Also, just like, boo, there's a spider, Ron. And then he'll, like, run away and, yeah. I won. Okay, I'm with your turn.
Okay. Would you rather be capable of performing spells without a wand or without words?
Well, think I'm very forgetful, so I might take without a wand. Especially,
I
well,
mean,
it depends.
I don't even think it, you like, obviously, if you're forgetful, you know, that's a pro option for you. But I think, like, the odds that you won't be able to speak are much lower than the odds that your wand gets Expelliarmus
Yeah,
removed from you.
right. Yeah, also,
Because, like,
okay,
that's
so
what my brother
say
Anna
you're
was talking like. You start a combat with doing Expelliarmus on the other one, and then you basically
yeah.
won.
It's like
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Also,
if it's not Voldemort.
we saw the first movie, so we know that for many things you have a movement, it's like spin and flick. So like that wouldn't help me if I'm spinning and flicking my wand. It's like not saying anything, just joking with you, but you see I'm doing the magic.
Yeah, and I can still
Well,
like mutter, you know, like you wouldn't hear.
also, yeah. So also, although I'm a Gryffindor, we all know that I'm evil. Everyone in this podcast knows that I'm secretly evil. So if I wouldn't have to use my wand, I could just go in the Muggle store, to my enemies and just like, Wingardium Leviosa, and they wouldn't get it, and they'd laugh at me, and then they'd fly up. Yes, I'm a
Yeah.
very evil person.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, my turn. Okay.
On my side, I agree, yeah.
I made up a would you rather. I want to ask you. Would you rather go on a vacation with what's his name? With Cedric Diggory for a month as his girlfriend with his family, or spend be Ron's girlfriend for a year and visit the Weasleys as his girlfriend also in the process.
Easy, easy. Okay,
Yeah, I
but
know.
let me think.
This is okay.
Okay,
Oh
so
wait,
there
it's enough.
the pros of being Ron's girlfriend would be that I guess
You're
you get to see the
Hufflepuff, but you're
Weasleys.
also such a Ravenclaw at the same time. You're like pros and cons list for this would you rather question that
Yeah,
we
okay,
asked
so
for each other.
pros
Hilarious.
for
Okay.
being Ron's girlfriend is that I get to spend time with the Weasleys.
Yeah, but you're
I
Ron's
guess I could
girlfriend, so like you
stand.
get the side eye from
Yeah,
Molly and
I would like keep distance from Ron, you know, like I don't know. Let
I'm
me
your girlfriend.
not
Now I'm gonna
be.
go and you won't see me for a while. But you're girlfriends, right? Like
Yeah,
girlfriends.
okay, so
We're both
I think
together,
I could
right?
handle Ron to some level.
Yeah.
Like I'd have Hermione around and like tell her to help me out, you know.
Hermione around, she'd hate you.
But on the con, you know,
Cedric Diggory, yeah. We hate him here. Yeah.
I don't. But first on Ron's con side is basically that, you know, I'd have to date Ron, which is another story.
That would be very romantic.
Okay.
Could you
And
imagine
on
though?
Cedric, the same problem arises. You know, I can't stand
Yeah.
Cedric. You know, like a month on vacation is like super intensive. Like, I want a vacation with the guy. Like, it's not like we're going out in school and it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, no, so you're
So
th yeah. So it's a summer.
I'll go with Ron, you know? I'll go with
Yeah, me
Ron.
too. A year is a very long time, but I
You
think
too?
I'd be able to, Well, first of all, I'd say first of all, I don't think Ron would expect much of me. I mean, he'd like me, but I wouldn't have to do anything. It's just like, I'd go out, read a book while he plays Quidditch, and it's like, whoa, that was a good date, wasn't it, Zoe? I
Yeah,
can,
basically.
yeah. We could go have butterbeer. Also, I think it would be fun. Just like hanging around with Bron, and I think that that would be our dating. It would be, you know, like middle school dating, where like people are dating, but like they're like not even holding hands. They don't do anything, but they're together. I think that would be just me and Ron, like, yeah, the weird couple that's not doing anything, and it's like, yeah, we just came from the most romantic date. We went to see the Owl House and watched owls fly and debated owls, or like, yeah, like happy Valentine's Day. He'd buy me a Bertie Bogs chocolate thing, or like the every flavored beans for Valentine's Day, and then yeah,
Wow,
we
such
were
romantic
Cedric.
date.
I'd kill him in the first 2 days, and then I'm a murderer. I'm evil. I'd hate him. He'd just be so over romantic, wouldn't he? Yeah,
Pretty much.
he'd get me roses where
Okay.
I want chocolate and Bertie Bugle, like the every flavored bean. So yeah, I'll go with Ron. It would be. I would count the days down though, and it's on Sylvester, you know, when you're like New Year's kiss, and he's like, "Can we have our first kiss now, the last day?" And I'd wait for the clock, and I'm like, "No, oh my God, no, never talking to you again in my life. Bye bye."
Yeah.
yeah. So, your turn.
Okay, so we're talking magic
We're
items
talking
now.
magic. Okay.
Magic items.
Okay.
Would you rather own a time turner or a deluminator?
What's an illuminate? Oh, deluminator. What's that again?
The thing Dumbledore uses to switch off the circuits.
I mean, the limiter is cool, but do I really need it though? I think I'd go down
My
because it's.
argument here is that the time turner just messes so much up. Like
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Is that I just
time
wouldn't.
traveling is super dangerous. Like, not that you die dangerous, but you mess up history basically,
Yeah.
in which your present existence might just not happen. So I
Yeah.
think time traveling is just not worth it. Even though it's cool, you mess with everything in the future.
Yeah. So
And
let's go with.
having a deluminator is pretty cool,
Yeah,
and it's
it's a cool
harmless, and
party
it's a cool
trick.
gadget. It's a cool
Yeah, it's a
gadget.
Ron trick. It's what we'd get for like the big confession date, which is like he'd be like, "I like you, Zoe, and I give you this illuminator now," because I think that that would be the most
Have like
romantic
this
thing that he'd
whole,
ever say.
you have the whole fan fiction about you and Ron.
Yeah, I
That's
know.
funny.
I like you, Zoe. I give you this illuminator now. Let's go to get a bottle of beer, and I'm going to watch the Pretty Waitress.
Yeah,
Lovely.
and
Yeah.
Dumbledore also used the Illuminator, so.
Yeah, right. So it's a relic. Also, not that I would ever sell it, but if I would want to sell it after it's been at Dumbledore's and it's been at Ron's, I'd be rich. Okay, so my would you rather for you
Let's do
as
one last one.
yeah, okay. Will I have to choose good.
Actually, I
Oh,
just
okay, I got.
discovered that there are a lot of would you rathers. So I think we can't, if we still want it, we could do some more next time, right?
Yeah. Okay, so here is this.
Okay.
Would you rather have
Sorry.
Fred and George as an enemy or Draco Malfoy as a friend?
Obviously, as a friend, who's that goddamn idiot who wants Fred and George as an enemy?
Fridge.
Like, do you want those two guys to be mad at you?
Yeah.
Because, you know, your life is turning into living hell.
I know. Also, yeah, having Draco as a friend would be just not fun. But, I mean,
Wait, what was the question again?
would you rather have Fred and George as an enemy or Draco Malfoy as a friend?
Oh, I thought both was Fred and George.
Oh, no, obviously, you want them as a friend.
Draco was a friend. Oh, that's a good one. Wait. I'm sorry, I misjudged the question.
Yeah.
Well, Draco is a horrible friend, but like, friend, like mutual friend, like, you know, see him once in a month friend, or like BFF, you have no one else to hang with?
Well, I don't know.
Is it like Goyle and how's that?
I mean, I wouldn't do that, but also having Fred and George as an enemy, I would never.
I think.
I think I'll take the friend.
That's a difficult one. Me too.
It's a very difficult one.
Because that means that Fred and George are also your friends, right?
Yeah! That's a. I'm backstabbing Draco Malfoy. I'm sneaky. I'm a B-verse person who's not swearing on this podcast because her parents probably listen to this. And I'm going to Draco. I'm listening. I'm learning his secrets. I'm reporting it to Fred and George. I'm making Malfoy's life a living hell. Yeah, that's about me not swearing on this podcast. Yeah, I don't mess that much, but yeah. Do we have any more?
We do have more, but I think we should.
We should go on.
On to character imitations, right?
Mm-hmm.
To finish it off.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to start?
Yeah, so I'm going to explain the rules. Okay. And I'm coming up with them, so you can just tell me if something seems unreasonable. So basically the game is, I'm going to say a name, and Amul is going to try to do an impression that's going to be quick, snappy, it's not really a game, it's just fun. Yeah, you're going to pretend to be them. Okay, and then we switch.
Okay, cool. I'm in.
Okay. Do you want to start? I mean, doing the impressions?
So you tell me what impression to
do. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah. This is fun. Okay. I always wanted to play this.
Your picture froze for a second.
Oh, okay. Am I back now?
Nope. Wait.
Okay.
Try to switch it off and on.
But I'm here.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay. Never mind. So first one is Dumbledore.
Okay, wait. Okay, but can you tell me like a sentence to say?
No. Just say something. And it's supposed to be snappy, Elmo.
Okay.
I know, I'm going to freeze the same way. It's no problem.
Okay, Harry, I'm sorry I've been keeping this from you.
This is just Harry Potter in a nutshell. Oh my god, I love it. Okay, next one. Oh yeah, okay, so we're going that way? No, just give me another one.
I give you another one. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hermione.
I don't want to do the Leviosa one. I'm going to bed before you get me killed, or worse, expelled. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, fun story. Speaking of expressions, you know my brother, obviously. Who does?
Yeah, I do.
And
shout out!
This very weird noise one day. And you know, like Star Wars and like sci-fi movies.
Yeah, yeah.
There are always these aliens who make these really weird like noise, and it's
subtitled
as if they would have that language, like. Ooh,
I can just imagine your brother. Yeah.
And he makes, and I was like, you should actually go to an alien voice casting for Star Wars. But I know like now made with computers, but I can imagine like previously there was like castings for who could make
the
voice or something. Okay, yeah. Anyway, sorry for a side.
No problem. That was funny. So next character is Dobby. Speaking of alien voices. Dobby.
Oh, Oh, we actually had this plastic
Yeah, I
doll
remember.
that if we press, it made this domino. So I'm
It
trying to
does,
say that
yeah.
quote. What would that, what is a very dummy quote?
Oh, I know
How
a
did he
few.
call Harry? How did he call
Harry.
Harry? Some master, wait.
Oh no, you can't research it. Just say something off the top of your head.
I have to research this.
No, please.
Ah! Oh,
Oh,
I know,
you're
I know, I know.
cheating. Okay.
Okay, I'm
Cheater,
not
but
cheating. I'm
here
using.
she's
Oh,
cheating.
okay.
She's cheating. Okay, never mind. I don't
Okay,
care.
Master. Oh, wait, this is my impression, Zoe.
Okay.
Master has given Dobby a sock. Master has presented Dobby with clothes. Dobby's free.
Oh, that was genius. This is so good, actually. I love it. Here's go. You should go
I
to
can't do a
an.
squeaky voice, but if you can, you know, send us a voice spell.
Yes,
Oh.
please. Oh, that would be so cool. Send us a voicemail of you doing these impressions, or even with just one. We'd love it.
Yeah.
Okay, your turn. Give me an impression.
Actually, speaking of Dobby, we haven't discussed him, so next app,
Yeah, next
mental
episode.
note, I will write to talk
Yeah.
about Dobby,
Well,
because
give me an
he's
impression now.
vital character. Okay. Hagrid.
Okay, I love him. You're a visit, Harry. Wait a minute, I have to. That was. You're a visit, Harry. I can do them. Yeah.
Visit. Your visit. I.
Oh,
Wait.
wait. It's a
Your
dragon. Look at him.
visit.
Look at him. Wait a minute. I have him. It's a dragon. Look at him. Look at him. It's beautiful. So beautiful. Come to mama. Harry, look at it. It's a dragon. I want it at the pub. Beautiful. Okay. Okay, mine for you, McGonagall.
Okay, I think it's Hermione in 50 years, basically.
Okay.
Potter, what are you doing at such a late hour?
Is that
Yes.
it? Great. It was good. Not
But
bad.
I'm sorry for my British accent. I'm not good at a British accent.
It's fine.
Zoe, you wanna try?
McGonagall?
Yeah, give it a try.
Coward! You know she says
I can't,
that.
that
She
was
said,
so loud.
"Yeah, sorry." You know she says that. She says that in the end of the Deathly Hallows book.
Yeah.
No, not the movie.
But she has like this very prompt and proper Maggie
She
Smith
does have that.
voice.
She does have that very prompt, the popper.
There's this woman on YouTube or TikTok, I don't know where she's
Yeah,
from,
I
like
know her.
trying to
Yeah.
imitate
Who does?
Smith.
Oh my God, that's so good.
She is so crazy good. I don't know her name right now, but
Yeah.
if you search like
Yeah, I know who she is.
like nose acting or eye acting, she does
It's.
really good, and she also does really good Maggie Smith. So, you know,
Yeah.
if you wanna check out some
Yeah,
stuff.
this is. I want to say sorry to everyone who's actually acted in Harry Potter, who. We're not laughing at you. We're just trying to imitate them. We're not good. Anyways,
Yeah.
you. So give me an impression. I know I
I
did
think
McGonagall, but I said that.
I have a good one, which is I think difficult, and I'll try it too, but I first
Okay.
need you. Fleur Delacour.
Who?
So you have to do like a French accent, basically, and
But
like a
who?
soft French accent.
Who's the character?
Fleur, Fleur.
Oh, Fleur. Oh, wow, I'm so bad at. Okay. Harry has saved my little sister. I'm forever grateful for Harry. Oh,
Okay.
Brill. That is Brill Weasley. I can't do it. Okay.
Okay, I will say like I'm grateful forever. Harry, I am very grateful to you for saving my little sister. Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup.
Okay, that was it flew.
That was
It was
very
better
quite
than
fast.
mine. It was better than mine, which doesn't mean much, but it also means something, doesn't it?
Yeah. And you know, for a person learning French, it was bad. So
yes, I'm okay. Okay, I'll give you one. Snape.
Okay, so Snape in the movie speaks like with a very closed mouth, right?
It's just this statement.
So, Potter, I shall send you to detention.
Not bad. You close your mouth a bit too much. Potter.
I shall send you to detention.
The last one was, yeah, the first one was better, I think. It was good. Not bad. Not bad. It was one of your better ones. Not that you're bad at it, just like. Yeah, give me one.
Mediocre slash bad.
Yeah. It's fun though, isn't it? So,
it's fun.
Give me a character.
Okay, I'll give you one. Let me think. I would give you Voldemort, but I don't think he really speaks a lot, so it's difficult to do.
Like, you have to hold your mouth. He speaks Parsifal. Castle Nakini.
Oh yeah, let's try Parsifal. Stay back.
Okay, wait. I think I got a Voldemort fan. Does he say anything? Oh, wait,
Do Parsifal.
I am Lord Voldemort.
Okay, your
turn.
Oh my god, like, people with headsets on, please lower your volume.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good parcel tongue.
Your turn.
Very good.
It was kind of, you know, my dad does this Donald Duck impression. It was kind of like that, but it was just worse. So Evox was parcel tongue.
Wait,
Yeah, that was just like you choking. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, if you have any parcel tongue or any character impressions you'd like us to try out, slash you try out,
send us, please.
Send it to us on our voicemail.
Yeah, or if
or
you can't,
just send us on
a voicemail DM, voicemail. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, after we
I think we should slowly wrap it up, right?
Yeah, we should. This is a fun episode.
Next time we have a few more stuff coming up. We'll do
We have a bunch of
that, and would you rather?
Yeah.
We might do a few unpopular opinions. We'll definitely do trivia.
Yeah,
we
and we'll just kind of wrap it up.
Imitations.
Yeah.
And we will.
And if you like these episodes, don't worry, because we have a bunch of series coming up. I really want to do a Hunger Games series, because it's my favorite. Would also like to make me do a Divergent series, which Amo haven't had. Yeah, we'd really love your recommendations. And so you're listening to this in April, which means we have our To Kill a Mockingbird episode out, which you should listen to. We will have our Spring Books episode out, which you should listen to, and you should stay tuned for What Happened to Rachel Riley. You should also stay tuned for further stuff.
We just had an interview aired. Yeah.
Yep. So this is a quick extra, which I wanted to do, because why not? So we basically said all the information already.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, what is coming up is basically the Rachel Riley episode.
Yeah. We also have an interview coming up.
We also have an interview coming up, and there will be a third part of this coming up, but you know, it will take time.
That will take time.
But until that, you can listen to a lot of content that came out in March, because we had a lot of stuff coming
out
that time.
We have a lot of content these days.
Had To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
April.
You know, if I keep hearing you, like, To Kill a Mockingbird, I misheard you earlier when you talk about Draco. I don't know why I heard that. It was funny. Anyways, just wanted to share that. So basically, I have a bunch of good content. You can also go to check her on Instagram. We'd love that. And
Just
that's it.
FYI, we have our Instagram, which is Mixed Up Files Podcast.
Yeah.
We have a voicemail in the comments. We have a Goodreads, which is
We don't
Mixed Up
really
Files
use it,
Podcast with
but
Emma and Zoe.
yeah,
But if
we're
we
there.
see activity happening there, then
Yeah, no,
you're
who
welcome
uses
to check
Goodreads anymore? I mean, I use Goodreads, but that's me. We have an
And
email,
yeah, you can
obviously.
reach us.
Yeah,
Yes.
we love that. Yes, of
Okay.
course.
See
Okay,
you
so
next
that's it.
time.
See you next one. Bye bye.